40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. How would you like to be the Southwest employee who has to make this announcement?
Our next available seats for booking customers at this time is at the 31st.
No bookings till Saturday. That's what Tampa passengers heard this morning, but the same thing is being repeated in every airport where Southwest flies. Carriers canceled more than 2,300 flights for the fourth straight day. Pilots and flight attendants say outdated scheduling software made the situation worse. CBS's News travel editor Peter Greenberg.
They didn't have the right computer program to be able to reposition their crews or their planes, and you have to move quickly when you've got so many people that are potentially going to be displaced.
Getting around Buffalo has just gotten a little easier with snow plows making headway and the driving ban over. Mayor Byron Brown.
This will allow our residents to get back to work, allow them to get to supermarkets, pharmacies, and to get to medical appointments.
But Brown is asking those who don't need to be out and around to stay put. It starts a week from today. Anyone coming here from China faces a new hurdle. More from CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The U.S. will now require negative COVID tests for travelers from mainland China. Dr. Angelique Campin in Los Angeles.
Unfortunately, China is much under vaccinated than the United States, and the vaccine that they used was subpar.
And with many restrictions in China now lifted, concerns are growing about another variant emerging and a lack of data coming from the government there. This airline passenger in L.A. welcomes the move.
Fact of the matter is there's a lack of transparency from China.
In Israel, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Benjamin Netanyahu is back in power again. CBS's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
Netanyahu became Israel's prime minister once again 2 years after losing power. He said he will focus on stopping Iran from getting a nuclear bomb, expanding state infrastructure, and imposing law and order. He was repeatedly heckled by the opposition.
Tennis champion Novak Djokovic is back at the Australian Open and says there are no hard feelings over his deportation last year because he hadn't been vaccinated against COVID.
It is a valuable life experience for me and, you know, something that will stay there, but I have to move on. Coming back to Australia speaks how I feel about this country, how I feel about playing here.
Djokovic is looking for his 10th Australian Open title. Wall Street in early trading, the Dow is up 252 points and the NASDAQ has gained 191. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS22.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Wisconsin taxpayers paid $76,000 for Fred Prenn's legal fight to stay on the Wisconsin Natural Resources Board. Prenn is stepping down tomorrow after staying on the policy board 18 months after his term expired. Wisconsin State Journal got a hold of invoices through an open records request. They included state payments to Prenn's lawyer. Fort McCoy is getting $70 million from the new federal omnibus spending bill to fix up barracks at the Western Wisconsin military base. $38 million will pay for repairs for barracks for enlisted men and women. The rest go to the officers' barracks. 400 soldiers train and mobilize at Fort McCoy every year. In sports, the Bulls beat the Bucks last night 119-113. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot
one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
The devil's advocates, because freedom.
But Don, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495. He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and he's back in Scranton.
So I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I really do have a hard time being an American and seeing our nation the way I see it, and sometimes not wondering why other Americans don't ask the same kind of questions that I ask. And because there's something wrong at the root of a lot of our policies. And we got to be willing to say, hey, that's not right. That's 100% wrong. And even though we're Americans, this is just not right. Here's a prime example. Many of you may not be aware of it, but Russians seeking asylum at the Mexican border are denied. They're blocked. And yet, Ukrainians who are seeking asylum at the border, the doors are open. Afghanistanians who are seeking, asylum at the border, they are receiving asylum. So, look, I don't know. You know, I do know that the Russians, the Russian people, did not start a war. They themselves did not choose to invade Ukraine. Is it fair to say no to Russians who are now starting to suffer? And we know certainly not to the degree of the Ukrainians. But is it fair to say no to Russian people seeking asylum at the borders? And yet, you know, we open the borders again to people from Afghanistan, people from Ukraine. They're all welcome. You know, and maybe you don't think that matters, but it does. We shouldn't be making decisions based on who we like and who we support. Asylum is asylum. It should be based on what the dangers are and what people are facing. But to, for heaven's sakes, deny access to others at the same time you open the border to the ones you think and the ones that you choose to support, that you got to ask questions about that. You know, so somebody from Russia says, listen, I don't support what our government is doing And there are people in Russia who said that. And yes, there's probably a price to be paid for that. Does that mean then that they certainly are not endangered in a communist country such as Russia, where you don't have freedom to speak out openly? And in many instances, it's led to people leaving Russia. Should we as a nation say no to them because they're Russians? I don't understand our country. You know, it's just like, you know, people coming from Haiti. We're not accepting anybody from Haiti. What? But why are you not accepting anybody from Haiti based on what they've gone through all of these decades? Well, Haiti, nope. Scratch it off. Cuba, nope. Scratch it off. Russia, nope. Scratch it off. Ukraine, yes, everybody, or as many as we can get. It's just not the right thing to be doing for a nation that prides itself in being fair and just. Our country doesn't look right when we see those kinds of things going on in our country, and we know that that's what's happening. You know, all those people down at the border are not going to be there because our United States Supreme Court has said they're not going to address that almost until the fall. What are they going to do with all those people at the border if the United States Supreme Court is not going to take the situation up until the fall? Why wouldn't they take that situation up immediately? I don't know. I'm just the average guy who's got an opportunity to run my mouth over the airways. But I certainly think we should be asking questions why it should take the Supreme Court until the fall to address the issue that's mounting at the border today. I don't know. You know, maybe I'm just a different kind of guy. But I expect more. I expect our nation to be fair. Even though there are times that I've witnessed our nation not be fair, many more times than I really care to mention. But our country definitely is not fair. And this question should definitely be asked about why we say no to Russians at the border, because they're Russians. Let's go to the phone lines. My good friend Bill from Oconomowoc. Hey, good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, man?
Good morning.
Am I off base on this?
Not at all, Earl, not at all. You're speaking for the people who need a voice, including the people coming from Nicaragua and where all the other countries that are at the border. They keep calling them illegal. I just love that. They call them illegal. They have to have a controversy. It's not a chaos at the border. It's a humanitarian effort to bring people into the country. The only illegal people in our country are those that have followed Trump that have been reelected. Ron Johnson's an illegal.
I don't know, Bill. I think we've lost Bill.
Bill is coming. They worry about. I can't believe. Yes, sir.
Bill, you're having trouble with your phone. So I don't know. Are you on the speakerphone? Okay. Are you on the speakerphone?
Yeah. Just a minute. Let me get you up the speaker.
Okay. Yeah. That's what the problem is. But you do wonder. You do wonder how it can possibly be that we turn away Russians at the border as if they're Putin, as if they have all agreed, and as if, they've agreed with the invasion. You know, and so that should not be a determining factor, that you are Russian and you can't be allowed into the country. You can't seek asylum. There's something wrong with that way of thinking. Bill, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. Can you hear
you're
me
better
okay?
now. You're better now. Go ahead.
Okay, here goes. I think we have to prioritize all this stuff at the border. Now, if we are a Christian nation, which supposedly we are, we have that's how it's got to be handled at the border for every one of those people. Every one of those people. I really believe, I wish the Council of Churches would step up. I'm going to ask around in our state how the churches feel about assisting with that.
Because
I think it's in.
You know, Bill, when again, the United States Supreme Court knows that that problem is down there, and they're not going to address it until the fall. What is that? You would think that they would address that immediately, right?
That's a bought and paid for Supreme Court. That's what you get when you have bought and paid for members in the Supreme Court. We never used to have that. They didn't legislate from the bench.
Right.
Now they're legislating from the bench. That's ridiculous. It has to be called out for what it is. Say my voice. Unfortunately, the phone's working, but my voice is getting a little rough. I'm going to hang up and listen to you for the rest of the time.
Hey, Bill, thank you. Thank you very much for the call, as always. You know, I understand that, and Bill is 100% correct. It is a moral issue. You can't say, you know, as we do, that we're the moral leader of the world. You know, I heard it many times. You and I, you know, as well as I know, we constantly talk about America being the moral leader of the world. I, you know, don't see that. Haven't seen that in my life. You know, so we need to stop talking like we are. You know, morality is not based on what you say, it's on what you do. Well, you know, I'm a Christian. Oh, you are. Your actions don't show any part of what the definition of a Christian is. I don't see that. I don't see that in our nation. So we need to stop talking about that and start doing that. Start living that. Don't just talk about it, because then you can be called on it again. People at the border, children, you know, we've got a Supreme Court that's got to make the call. And if they've made a decision, which they did, to now keep, you know, 42 in place, okay, so fine. So what are you going to do in the interim? Don't say we're going to deal with it in next fall. Deal with it now. Gene, I see you. Cassandra, I see you. We'll come to you on the other side. 844-967-2789. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a high of 55. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Lows around 32, cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 38. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to Cassandra. Hey, good morning, Cassandra. How you doing?
I just wanted to make a few points about the Supreme Court decision.
Yes.
Actually, the Supreme Court, their ruling, I believe, was unconstitutional because what they did was they created policy instead of interpreting the law.
That's correct.
I understand why they did it, but they now here's what they did just to provide some additional information. There were about 18 or 19 state attorneys from Republican states.
Yeah, conservatives, right.
Who wanted to maintain Title 42. And the Supreme Court, five of the Supreme Court justices decided to give these 18 Republican state attorney generals time to write their case and to present their argument based upon some limited question. And so they are going to make their argument in February. And so after they make their arguments, the Supreme Court will review their case and make a decision. So the delay is pretty, I would say it's pretty normal in terms of what the Supreme Court did. Now, you know, Earl, I have to say that this is one situation, again, where I fault the Biden and Harris administration. Kamala Harris is a child of an immigrant, and she is probably one of the, I hate to say this, one of the weakest vice presidents we have had in decades. She could have shown some leadership and stated that that there needed to be a pause in immigration and asylum seeking until the law was clarified. Why in the world would they send out signals that the border is open during a blizzard, during the winter, watching those children and those women?
Cassandra Stiller. I don't know.
Along the border.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It was just disturbing to watch. This was a lack of leadership on the Biden administration. And so I fought Biden more because of his failed leadership and really not looking out for the immigrants.
Do you know what Joe Biden has said? Joe Biden has said the problem at the border is a problem that is there because Democrats and Republicans can't come up with policy. It's been that way forever.
This is true, but he could have said, but he could have shown leadership and said, I am not going to endanger lives until Congress produces a policy. I am going to limit the number of asylum seekers at the border. He could have done that out of concern for the individual. Now, I'm not saying people don't have a right to seek asylum, but if our country cannot process their claims, we just can't do it. Why have those people put their lives in danger?
So let me say this. Our country is certainly processing claims with Ukrainians that are at the border. We're certainly processing claims.
You're right.
We're certainly processing claims that we choose to process. That's where I have a problem with all of this. So we can say to Russians, we can't accept you. But Ukrainians, yes, we're accepting Ukrainians. We're accepting Afghanistanians. Those claims we're accepting. And when you show that kind of bias, how can somebody have any faith or trust in you?
You know what, Earl, I agree with you, but it just disturbs me to see women and children in December. Biden could have avoided it. Well, if that was his policy, that he was not going to let people in from the Latin American countries, he should have said should not have made that trip.
He clearly was going to eradicate the border policy that Donald Trump 42 had created. How they were going to handle it, I don't know. I don't know what their process was. But he clearly opened the door and said that you're no longer going to have to stay in Mexico, right? That was what Donald Trump had put in place, and Joe Biden clearly was not in support of that. What his decision was going to be after that, I don't know. But the answer is not having those people down at the border, with no blankets and nothing.
Exactly.
There's got to be an answer. But I'm saying Democrats and Republicans both have failed. And so to blame one entity for what's going on at that border that's been an ongoing issue and an ongoing problem in this country for far too long just shows that it's hard to have faith in a government that can't work together. And Democrats and Republicans can't work together. Unless it's a military budget that they both agree to. But nothing else are they willing to work together on. And that's both Democrats and Republicans. Cassandra, thank you as always. Really appreciate it. Got to go to a break. Gene, hang on. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News brief, Southwest passengers may not get their flights, but CBS's Peter Greenberg says they will get something for being left stranded.
Southwest has offered compensation for hotels, meals, and alternate forms of transportation. and the payments to passengers could easily exceed $70 million.
Starting January 5th, anyone coming here from China must test negative for COVID. Vanderbilt University's Dr. William Schaffner says China is under-vaccinated. Case numbers are skyrocketing.
China has suddenly loosened up its restrictions left and right. And that's just provided an extraordinary opportunity for this virus to just, like a volcano, explode.
Benjamin Netanyahu is once again Israel's prime minister, CBS's Rami Innocencio.
Mr. Netanyahu's party has already vowed to expand Jewish settlements in disputed regions. That includes the West Bank, and the White House has voiced opposition to this.
CBS News Brief, I'm Peter King.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. If you're missing luggage, you may want to check the carousel at Mitchell International Airport, where there is a huge pile of unclaimed baggage, either waiting to be claimed or sent on to its final destination. Travelers on Southwest Airlines are still dealing with delays. The airline canceled 32 flights on Wednesday and four were delayed at Mitchell. Southwest adding a page to its website offering travelers the chance to check on flights, rebook, or get a refund for people trying to use the airline through Monday. The company's CEO apologized earlier this week and said the Christmas storm was a challenge for all airlines. State lawmakers need to step up and address concerns about public safety by putting Wisconsin's budget surplus to work. Attorney General Josh Call submitted his budget proposal months ago and says he's now ready to fight for what he's calling his crime-fighting budget. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue or online at knuckleheads.shop.
Knuckleheads CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to Gene from McClare. Hey, good morning to you, Gene. Thank you for waiting. You say what?
I really love your show. You look at issues from all different points of view, which I really think is wonderful. You know, we had a lot of problems in our country, and I will be the same age as you next month. And I've been watching my government for many, many years, and there's always been squabbles between Republicans and Democrats. They used to have to stand, you know, all stay in the area when they were arguing issues or discussing, you know, things that they were going to pass or not pass and go back and forth. They don't have that anymore.
No.
They don't have anything anymore for the good of the people. And I love L.A. Tom when he says, you know, we're the people. And we are, and we need to take responsibility for that. And I love your show because you educate people on the issues, and people need to take responsibility and not watch Fox News, not watch one channel of any kind, and start learning about our country and our state and our schools and learn about what's going on. Go to PTA meetings. Meet with your teachers. Go in the schools and go for a day. I hope it's okay to go back. First of all, I want to say something about Joe Biden.
Go ahead.
Joe Biden got a heck of a deal when he was president. He had a mess. I watched for years live with the people with the R after their name doing nothing to cause chaos and problems in our country, not working on issues, not trying to solve the border, and you know, and then taking the kids from their parents. Give me a break. I cried when I saw that. It made me sick, and not no accountability for them kids. We had an idiotic, unfortunately, self-centered ruler before Biden got in, and I will take Joe Biden any day, and I will support him. Now, I have to tell you this. I do not belong to a political party.
Neither do
at
I.
All.
Neither do I.
Yep. Yep. And I don't, that way I can say what I think, and I'm not loyal to anybody, but gol darn it, the people with the R after their name, they are disgusting. And then the people they're following, and the people that they have there, Marjorie Taylor Greene, give me a break. The kids that had their school shot up, going to talk to President Trump, who said he was going to do something about it, and lied to these kids and made them feel good. I mean, that guy's such a good con man. I mean, he should be doing something else. He could make millions of conning people instead of running and messing up our country. He should go do something else. But he likes the big power thing, and he thinks everybody loves him. Oh, I just have to share this with you, you know, because I know you pay attention. When I saw the meeting with Rice Priebus, you know, from our state, when he was there, and then all of the different heads of the different departments around a big table with Trump at the head, and they were all praising him. Oh, President Trump, you're the best president ever. And he went around the table flagging this guy up. And it was like, are you nuts? You know what I mean? Kissing his feet. I thought, we don't have that in our country. People argue with the president. You know, they bring out different things, you know, things to work on that we got to fix. I thought, oh, balls, we're in trouble. I could not believe it. And then when he took away health care, you know, they thought they won the health care with a Congress that voted to get rid of Obamacare. And they were out there and they were going to have their beer party, you know, and they were congratulating Trump, and he was congratulating them, and they were doing something, you know, and oh, they were telling how wonderful he was, and he was going to say something, and he goes, oh, yeah, I am the president, you know, a big grin on his face. I mean, those people around him gave him power. They're responsible for this. They stuck up for him when we used to, I mean, you know, most people say, hey, President, they'd say to President Biden or President Obama, you can't do that, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. Did any of the people be after they didn't say that?
Hey,
heck no.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Hey, Gene, thank you as always.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, listen, no, I get it. You know, you're passionate about these things, and we all need to be, because what's happening inside of our country requires that people first off realize that these things happen. I'm getting ready to talk about something else that I think people should certainly, it should be on their radar screen. Thank you as always.
Thank you.
Happy New Year to you.
Have a good day, Earl.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Earl.
So I don't know how many of you are on medication. I am. I take medication. One of the things that happens when we age in this society is, you know, doctors wind up giving us medication. You know, Connor, I remember going into to see a doctor, right? I said, man, my eyelash is hurting. He said, what? Your eyelash is hurting? I said, yeah, my eyelash is hurting. He said, here's a pill. I said, hey, my toenail is hurting. He said, oh, your toenail is hurting? I said, yeah, man, my toenail is hurting. Here's a pill. I said, well, I'm exaggerating. But But the truth of the matter is, in this society, they've got a pill for everything. I don't care what it is. You can say it's hurting or whatever it is, they've already created a pill for it. But here's what they fail to tell you about the pills that they've created. The FDA's failure to inspect overseas drugs puts U.S. lives at risk. Now, how many of us were aware that over 80%, 90% of the drugs that we are taking are made overseas? And the FDA is not policing the manufacturing of the drugs that we are taking. And people die in this society a lot more, sooner than they have to. Because even though we supposedly have the best medical system in the world, we die faster than most people in third world countries. And yet we've got all these medicines that are prescribed to us. Maybe there's some correlation between us dying or those of us who, as we age, living horrible extended lives based on the meds that we're giving. How many of you are aware, again, that 90% of the medications that are being made that we take are happening overseas? The United States is waking up to an emerging healthcare crisis, and it's something that most Americans might not have noticed before COVID-19 pandemic. The U.S. is now dangerously dependent on foreign manufacturers for essential life-saving medicines. The problem is growing worse. Since the overseas producers on which the nation depends for its generic drug needs are repeatedly violating Food and Drug Administration safety standards. Despite this, pharmacies across the country continue to dispense these medications. Our Food and Drug Administration knows that that what is going on, what they're putting into the medications. Across the world, third world nations, that those facilities are not clean, that those facilities not only are not clean, but that those facilities are putting carcinogens into the medications. If our Food and Drug Administration is aware of that, why are we still taking the medications that are coming from across the shores? Why is it, how can it be possible that the pharmaceutical companies are aware of that and the doctors keep prescribing that to you and I? I can understand if we don't know. But now we know. The information is out there. And if we've got a Food and Drug Administration who's aware of that, and we're just not getting this information now, the question is why? Why is it that our elected officials, Congress and Senate, who know this, why are they not making an issue of this? Well, I get it. There's gold in them thy heels. And there are people who certainly own shares in these pharmaceutical companies. And there's more concern about their profit, than there is about your and my safety. And until you as an American speaks out about it, be you Democrat or Republican, does not matter. Because the pharmaceutical barons who are waxing rich on poisoning you and I don't give a rip whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. They just don't. And yet we have our elected officials who know this story and are doing nothing about it. The problem is growing worse, too, since the overseas producers on which the nation depends for generic drug needs are repeatedly violating Food and Drug Administration safety standards. Despite this, pharmacies across the country continue to dispense these medications. Potentially unsafe drugs arrive in the U.S. each day. It's happening because overseas drug makers simply face far less scrutiny than domestic U.S. drug manufacturers. Is anybody out there who can explain to me why that the Food and Drug Administration is tighter on the regulations for the manufacturers of those drugs in this country than they are for the people overseas? How does that make any sense? You know, people inside the borders, we can go and visit there. We know what they're doing. But what they're doing overseas, for the most part, unless we are there, unless we send somebody there, we're not policing it. We can't tell. The question is, why not? You know, the FDA frequently issues warning letters to these overseas factories for these safety violations, but nothing ever gets fixed. Consider this. Americans take an estimated 131 million prescription drugs each day. I'm in that number. And 90% of these prescriptions are filled by generic medications. The United States is now reliant on imports for at least two-thirds of these generic drug needs, and nearly 90% of the active pharmaceutical ingredients the U.S. needs to manufacture medications are also made overseas. This poses a double problem. It not only threatens patient safety, but it also poses competitive challenges for America's remaining pharmaceutical producers. I don't give a rip about the competition between the American pharmaceutical makers and the pharmaceutical makers overseas. I do care and am concerned about the safety of the product that is being shipped into this country and that eventually goes into the stomachs of 113 million Americans every day. I mean, to me, I'm more concerned about that than I am about China and Russia. The chances of me dying from some medication that I'm ingesting that has not been manufactured safely is a lot higher than maybe a nuclear weapon from Iran or China or Russia. It just is. Our focus should be on those kinds of things. But we're not going to be focusing on these types of things because what they want us to focus on is something that's far-fetched. America. Oh, America. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
More conversations than you want to have. But like, what are you doing? What have you done, baby? I need to know. I need to see the list of actions. I don't want to hear what you got to say. What you going to do? America's been around long enough. We've listened to enough stories. It's time for the action. Put your money where your mouth is.
But you said you're the real one.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
But you said you're the ally.
Wait a second, Gary. Let Ralph explain himself.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty. and our way of life, but we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a high of 55. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Lows around 32, cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 38. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Temperatures a bit above average Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Welcome back to the Early Group Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, Texas, that same number. Again, 113 million Americans take medications every day. Food and Drug Administration is aware that many of those drugs that are being manufactured overseas, they don't know what's going into those medications. They do know that they're carcinogens. They know that the facilities that they're being manufactured in are unsafe. My thing is, if you know those things, can't you do something to make sure that those things are safe for the American people? It's foolhardy to say we know that this is going on, but there's no penalty. A good example is Aurobindo Pharma, America's largest supplier of generic drugs. Aurobindo factories in India have been repeatedly cited by the Food and Drug Administration for unsafe manufacturing practices. Earlier this year, the FDA issued a warning letter to Aurobindo regarding significant deviations from safe manufacturing practices. In 2019, federal regulators warned Aurobindo of repeated failures to address safety concerns, including contamination at levels above acceptable limit and inadequate cleaning procedures. Just last month, Aurobindo recalled doses of prescription blood thinner that was found to be subpotent. It's just not Aurobindo, though. Pharmaceutical manufacturers in China and India routinely receive similar warning letters from the FDA for production safety violations. These include carcinogenic ingredients in medicines as well as manufacturing processes that can result in fatal, I repeat, fatal infections in a broad array of patients. Hey, Wisco Paul, how you doing, man? Long time no hear from.
Yeah, good morning, Earl. As we age, like you and me are doing, we rely on more drugs for high blood pressure or whatever. And I can't understand how we've reached a point where the drugs are manufactured overseas. I did not know that, Earl, and I don't know how we've reached. Again, I don't know how we've reached this point.
I can tell you how we've reached that. It is cheaper. It is much cheaper to manufacture those things overseas. At the time that the NAFTA Free Trade Agreement went into existence, people thought that that was only through manufacturing of, you know, automobiles and other things. But no, it included medications. It included all sorts of things. It is much cheaper to make these things outside of the country, also more dangerous to you and I. But the manufacturing companies that own these companies that are overseas, I think, Wisco Paul, where we make mistakes as American citizens is we think that because they're being produced overseas, that the people overseas own them. No, American companies own those companies that are doing those things and poisoning you and I. and they're doing it and they're making record profits. And so, you know, who cares?
So everything boils down to how much money you can make, which makes you and me expendable, to speak. Well, thanks for bringing this to light. See, I guess you and me don't matter. We're all gone. Go ahead and take the drug. We'll make as much money as we can. So, anyway, thanks for the information.
Hey, well, no question, Paul. Thank you very much for calling. You know, these include, again, the FDA for production safety violations. These include carcinogenic ingredients, you know, which are poisons, in medicines, as well as manufacturing processes that can result in fatal infections in a broad array of patients. Incredibly, the FDA has not made in-person inspections in many of these facilities in recent years and has not visited any drug factories in China since 2019. If that sounds troubling, consider the tremendous difference between the FDA's scrutiny of overseas drug factories and its personal and its in-person inspections of domestic U.S. pharmaceutical producers. But let me also say this in defense of the FDA. The FDA does what they're doing with limited resources. The Congress and the Senate won't fund them enough to look out for you and I, to travel the world and oversee the products that are being produced. It hamstrungs the Food and Drug Administration. They don't have the resources necessary to look out for you and I, which then creates situations where we become ill and require more and more medications. It's, you know, it's kind of like a treadmill. You know where you see a mouse running on a treadmill, and the treadmill keeps turning. That's you and I. And that's what happens in this country. And we are not focused enough or aware of those things. Let me tell you something. This is in Newsweek. This is not some far-fetched, crazy entity that, you know, some site that is crazy. It's Newsweek. So it's clearly an article that that is being presented by a well-respected outlet in Newsweek. This is all real. And so the things that I talk to you about are all from areas that I've looked at, I've taken the time to go over and realize that these things are true. Our nation, you know, I love America. I do. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. But that doesn't mean that we don't have all of these issues that we really need to be addressing in this country to make things better. And it just so happens, again, both Democrats and Republicans are both guilty of this. And somehow, you know, the shareholders and their bottom lines are more important than you and I and our families, and that should never be. And so even if you just get some of this information from me when you turn me on, do yourself a favor and then look it up and see if what I'm saying is true. And then when you find out that what I'm saying is true, now, you know, you're in the decision-making time. What are you going to do? Listen, we got to run. Thank you, everybody who made the show go, as always. Thank you, Connor. You know, it's almost 50 degrees outside. I'm going to get at it, and you should do the same. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente.
Oh, they're not hitting. Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party. New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.